The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
China has introduced timers on the top of toilet cubicles in attempts to encourage people to be hastier. The popular tourist attraction, the Yungang Buddhist Grottoes, have screens above each stall which show the number of minutes and seconds that the door has been locked when the bathroom is in use, and then the word empty in green if they are unoccupied. Now, I thought initially when I heard this story that what would happen is be allowed 3 minutes, and then at the end of 3 minutes the door would fly open and those within would be exposed. But that's not the way it works at all. It just times you. And the idea is that it shows people, you know, that person's been in there 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. And if you saw something like an hour, it might occur to you that there's some sort of emergency inside and therefore help is required. Anyway, could such timers be useful in busy places like bars and nightclubs? Would they be efficient? Well, joining me now to talk about this, Ian Redmond, former owner of Tramline, owner of Hyde Nightclub and venue operator of Ohana Tiki Bar. And we're also joined by Saoirse Hanley, features writer for the Irish Independent. Good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat.
Well,
morning,
Saoirse.
Now, you run venues, Ian, so you're not a consumer of this particular product because it's mostly the girls. The lads just go up to the wall or whatever it is, the urinal, do their business and off they go. But Saoirse, you might be a consumer of such a product. What do you think?
It's funny because I always think, like, when I'm in the queue for using the bathroom, we all get very impatient, especially in a busy bar and nightclub. And I'm thinking, oh my God, this person's so inconsiderate. They're taking so much time. Come back out. But then when I'm in there, sure, that's my time. And if someone tries to bash on the door, I'm like, how dare they? I'm in this bathroom. It's my space. But I think part of me also agree with you, Pat, thought that the door would just kind of fly open or it would unlock. I think it's almost worse that it's showing people outside how long you're in there, because, like, I do think girls' bathrooms can be very, very hectic. They can be very busy. You can be queuing for ages. But I feel like friendships are forged and lost in those hallowed halls. Like, people, you know, there's a bit of crack to the girls' bathroom. You don't mind the wait because it's kind of a bit of fun usually. And I think the issue with something like a timer indicating to everyone else how long you've been in there is, like, it's slightly ignorant of people who, you know, are on their period, or people who have chronic illnesses, or people who need a bit longer in the bathroom. And I think if you had, it's bad enough, people love to already bash on the doors and start screaming at you to get out. It would be worse if they also knew how long you were in there. But maybe there's a happy medium.
Yeah. Now, the whole question of people using cubicles for lengthy periods of time, do girls actually share cubicles?
We've been known to, I can confirm. Yeah, it's, I think, and I don't entirely know why, because it's not like you're speeding up the process at all. And you're actually just kind of all cramped in there and having to really awkwardly, you know, take turns using the bathroom. But I think it is definitely something that is happening, and that's evidenced in, like, there's venues around Dublin where some women's bathrooms have a double toilet cubicle. So you can go in and there's two toilets in there, so you can share the cubicle, but in a way that actually makes sense and is actually, you know, somewhat efficient. And also, it's such a novelty that it's always good crack.
So, but two girls will sit down on the loos and chat together.
Yeah, if you're having a good conversation, you can continue it while you're in the cubicle. It doesn't entirely make sense, but it is definitely the done thing. And it's been, I think it's happening less the older I get, but certainly it's definitely happening.
See, I had thought that the delay in women coming out of the cubicle was to do, or from the bathroom, was not to do with the cubicles, but to do with the mirrors and the makeup and all of that happens outside of the cubicles.
No, because I feel like there's generally enough space to kind of maneuver around. So everybody is, once you're out of the cubicle, like, there's not, people aren't actually lingering for that long in in front of the mirror, really. Although, like, in some places there is, like, kind of a separate little space you can kind of wait in or use a mirror or whatever. But I think as well there is that kind of, like, group mentality of, if women are going to the bathroom together, then there's a group of friends, like, waiting for the friend to come out, kind of a thing. So that does make it a lot more kind of densely populated in there. But generally, you know, the hold up is really just waiting for the bathroom, or for, you know, being in the cubicle. So it's really, there's kind of, it does end up being quite a lengthy process by the end of it. And you are quite envious of there being no queue in the men's bathroom then. And I know some people can often nip in if they feel like it's really getting desperate, but that is there definitely is an imbalance of wait times.
Okay, Ian, as someone who runs venues, the problems, clearly you see it. I would see it, for example, in sports stadiums. You go loads of queues outside the women's loos, and the men just in and out very efficiently. So do you have to weigh up the number of cubicles you provide for women versus men?
Well, absolutely. In Hyde, outside our club, Seek the Nightclub, we actually put a whole room. We had a section for our ladies and gents. And we decided, no, we need to convert that to ladies. The guys can walk downstairs or get the lift downstairs. It's just much quicker. So ladies' bathrooms are essential. The more you need so many ladies' bathrooms compared to guys' urinals. And in fact, we just put in guys' urinals because in general, when guys go out at night, they just need to use their urinal, whereas the ladies actually need cubicles. And
what happens if a guy is short taken? What then? Does he have to barge his way into the ladies and get arrested just because he has?
There is definitely some gents' toilets, all right, but the urinals are the way forward because just in and out quickly. And going back to Zersha's point, in Tramline, we actually put two toilets into one cubicle for the ladies, and it was a great source of fun and entertainment and comfort for each other, because two girls could be out in the night together and one could be emotional and they could go in and have a chat in the ladies' toilets, where there's two cubicles, two pots in the one cubicle. It was great, and it was great for social media as well. But back to the idea of having cameras, or timers. You know, most toilets around town, the cities now have cameras pointing away from the toilets, but just at the sink areas for security. It's getting to this dystopian kind of future where you have to have oversight because of all the public liability claims and slips and trips.
Yeah.
You have to be able to see what's going on in toilets all over your venue. You have an obligation to make sure that your venue is fully covered, that you can see everything that's happening, but certainly not in any cubicles.
No, but in some places they're quite conscious of more than one person going into a cubicle because they suspect drug dealing would be going on. Or drug taking.
Well, absolutely. And that's why we have security in toilets, that to make sure that that doesn't happen. You have to provide male and female security staff, that there can be a lady attendant, can just keep an eye on toilet cubicles, that isn't happening. And then the gents, obviously, the same.
So back to the topic, which is the Chinese are doing this timer on the door, not timing down, but just recording how long that cubicle has been locked. What do you think?
It's nearly like doing a Strava section and going to the toilet. I think that would cause so much anxiety, you know, for someone going into the toilet thinking they only had 3 minutes. But, you know,
no, the Chinese don't have a time limit, but they do have this, I suppose, embarrassment factor. Oh, you've been in there 6 minutes. How dare you?
Well, it could be a bit of a gimmick, and, you know, it might help keep it in people's consciousness that what they're going into the bathroom.
So you won't rule it out?
I wouldn't rule anything out, no. And if it was a gimmick, that it could become a social media thing, it could be a bit of fun as well. But I wouldn't be totally against it. But I think it would be just a bit of a gimmick.
Yeah, what about you, Saoirse? What do you think?
It would really put a pep in my step if I knew there was a timer over the door. Like, you definitely would speed up, I think. But then, like, the opposite is true, that, like, if you're in there for whatever reason, or sometimes, like, especially in a nightclub or a bar, if you've drank too much and you're feeling a bit sick or something, I think it would be really, really anxiety inducing knowing that everybody outside knew how long I was in there, because, you know, how long's too long, you know, how short is quick, you know?
Yeah. Now, some of the comments that are coming in, unisex toilets are much more common now, but I'm not a fan. Saoirse, are you a fan?
Which, of unisex bathrooms?
Sharing the bathrooms with the males.
It never really bothered me, actually. And it's funny because I know my partner, sometimes if we're somewhere that has, they'll come back and they'll be like, oh my God, that was a unisex bathroom. And he'll be really, like, conscious of it. Whereas I don't mind it at all, especially if it's somewhere very busy.
Okay. What about you, Ian? Do you favour unisex?
Well, if they're individual cubicles in the one big room, that's fine. But certainly not a gents' urinal, where there'd be a ladies' toilet as
I
well.
I second that. So
if it's designed sensibly, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Some of the comments coming in: Kyo's Pub on South Ann Street in Dublin has a great female toilet with an extra room with nice chairs, big mirrors. That's the way forward. There's a toilet in a restaurant in Black Rock that has a disco ball on music, but only for the women. Typical. Multiple person facilities were the norm in ancient Rome. You can still see evidence in the ruins of Pompeii. There's definitely a lot more cues for men's cubicles these days. They're not fooling anyone. As a woman, the issue is that there are never enough women's toilets. Women, due to their biology, will normally take longer than men. We have to undress to go to the toilet, unlike men. Add this to this, periods and the increased frequency to go following having children. It's all a recipe for massive queues. We just need more female toilets. That's from Sinead in Finglas. The delay in toilets is caused by the fact that women wash their hands and many men simply don't. And that's probably true. Yeah, they whip it out, perform, put it back, leave. And then they leave their bugs on the door handle. Where has the ladies become a bathroom? A bathroom should have a bath in it, says another texter. Anyway, it's timed toilets not coming to a venue near us anytime soon, I suspect. Saoirse?
I think I'm fine with that.
Okay, and Ian?
And I'll second that.
All right. Well, thank you both very much for sharing your wisdom on that particular topic.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.